Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Sports Reader, Sports Radio 101.9 FM, The Fan, and Sports Radio 66, WFAN.
You were part of the New York Islanders, and many of those years you were the captain.
You were seen as the face of the franchise. The savior. You're the chosen one.
We looked up to you. Kids looked up to you.
You were not just only the Islanders' captain. You were the fans' captain, too.
We thought you were a class act, but looks like it was just all an act.
Do you remember saying that you loved Long Island?
I've always stayed at home, which I love it here.
Do you remember saying how great players stay with their team their whole careers and how you wanted to do the same?
This is obviously where I hope to be, and I've always stated that.
You went from being the captain, the savior, the chosen one, to a lying
traitor,
snake, pajama boy.
Okay, and that was, of course, Long Island's Channel 12, and I think I heard Michael Carver's voice in there.
No, Steve, you definitely did not hear my voice.
Well, first of all, let me introduce Michael Carver, a former producer right here at WFA, and is right down the hall now producing big time with the CBS Sports Radio Network for the Scott Farrell Show. He's at the mausoleum in Nassau County along Old Country Road. Michael, give us your thoughts, your reaction, your response before the game got underway.
Yeah, you know what, Steve? It's been pretty much what I thought it was going to be. Nobody's been aggressive. Nobody's been anything like that. It's been a lot of, anger and boos that people have been wanting to get out for the past 7 months. I mean, I don't blame anybody for what's gone on here tonight, and everybody's been good. Sure. There was a loud, loud boos when he first hit the ice before the game for warm-ups. When he first came on the ice for his first shift, louder boos. And then the cream of the crop, Steve, was when they played the tribute video during the first break.
Right.
And that was when it was the loudest in here.
And basically what you're saying is that most of the crowd was not shedding a tear.
No, nobody was shedding any tears. I think that all about 13,000 people that are in this building tonight, they pretty much let him know how they feel about him. He even came out, Steven, in a total villain move. He came out and did like a little twirl to the crowd during the video when it was over, raised his stick in the air, and that, of course, ensued more boos right after that.
And more important are the 2 points that you would like to get. I know that Washington, I mean, you have some big games coming up. They're all big, of course, but and give us your take on the first period. It's 1-1. Toronto scored first, and then your team scored to tie it up.
Yes, Anthony Beauvillier with the goal in the last couple minutes there to get it even. Steve, you said it perfectly. These are two huge points. I think that now, after we're through the first period, everybody's gotten the boos out of their system. It's time to focus on what's at hand here. The Islanders got 20 games left. They're tied for first. They got Washington in here tomorrow night. It's about getting points, and this is two of the best teams in the Eastern Conference, and that's where the game's going to look to right now in the last 2 periods.
All right, get back to where you were. Enjoy the enjoy the game, and
it's a fun atmosphere, Steve. It's a lot of fun out here.
Well, I'm sure, and everybody was looking forward to it. So enjoy the game, and we'll see you up here, I guess, tomorrow night.
Sounds good, Steve.
All right, Michael Carver, the producer for the CBS Sports Radio Network, the Scott Farrell Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.